Neil Bird, Research Fellow in the Climate Change, Environment and Forests Group Programme here at ODI. Neil, you recently wrote a blog which suggested that in spite of the COP17, the most important action in climate change mitigation is taking place at the country level. Can you tell us what prompted that?
I think it's important in the week after the COP meeting for some positive messages to be circulating, because there are many people who have been left quite disappointed with the outcome of this particular COP meeting. And what I wanted to emphasize is that despite the international negotiations, there are currently a wealth of very positive local actions taking place in a wide range of countries.
And you were in Durban last week taking part in plenty of events for ODI. Can you give us some examples of which came out of those events that back up that?
Well, one of the most important meetings for us was our own side event on the first Tuesday, where we brought together a range of speakers from a number of developing countries to speak about national responses to climate change. We heard from the hosts in South Africa a wonderful set of actions under our coherent national strategy, which would give much encouragement to many similar middle-income countries. But the experience of the least developed countries is also a very important experience. And we heard at our meeting people commenting from very disparate countries, from Zambia and from Nepal. And that was followed up in another meeting I was involved in on the following Tuesday, which spoke about the Global Climate Change Alliance, which is an initiative of the European Commission. And in that meeting, again, we heard from two countries, from the Seychelles and from Mozambique, perhaps two of the most climate vulnerable and poor countries in the world. And yet, in both countries, international support was being delivered through innovative ways to support national action. So there are many stories, good stories out there, which are often missed when we simply talk about whether new international agreements have been reached or not at this particular COP meeting.
Thanks, Dale.